So here's what happened when I tried to walk into the Nashua Radisson Hotel last Thursday to interview guests heading into the state GOP fundraiser.
Hi, media can't come inside.
Okay, I was just going to talk to people outside, if that's okay. Are you with the party?
Nope, or? This is at the hotel, and media is not allowed, actually. Back here you can, but we can't have anybody inside.
Okay, not even in the lobby?
Nope, not inside. Sorry.
Okay, is there a reason for that?
That was unusual. A closed press political event in New Hampshire, where party fundraisers are often marquee social gatherings. But Melanie Plenda, reporting that night with the Associated Press, had a different experience at the door. As a print journalist, she wasn't carrying a giant microphone or a camera, just her cell phone. So by her account, she walked into the building without trouble.
I was perfectly prepared. If anyone asked me, you know, who was I? Did I have a ticket? Anything like that, I was going to be honest. I was going to say, no, you know, I'm a reporter. But no one did.
Plenda says she lingered outside the room where Conway was set to speak, and eventually someone who seemed like a guest invited her inside. By the end of the night, Plenda filed what she thought was a run-of-the-mill 139-word story. But the state party is furious with the fact that Plenda reported from inside the event and with her reporting itself.
Reporter and activist Melanie Plenda underreported the attendance of the event by roughly 300 people.
GOP spokesman Patrick Hines.
She also claimed that the crowd gave only a tepid response to Kellyanne Conway when she criticized atrocious Democratic nominee for President Hillary Clinton, when in fact she received warm and thunderous support.
The state party didn't limit its critique to Plenda's reporting. Days after her story appeared, the party dug up a Facebook post Plenda wrote last November, where she called for resistance to Trump's presidency.
This is not how journalism is done. You don't send liberal activists into an event for which they're not credentialed, they're not invited, and which is in fact closed to the press, to sneakily misreport on a story because you hate the president of the United States.
Plenda concedes that she might have been off about the crowd size, but she stands by the rest of her story, and so does AP. A local editor declined to speak on the record, but a company spokeswoman wrote as much in an email to NHPR. That didn't cut it with the New Hampshire GOP, which called out Plenda and her editor by name on Twitter and in its weekly newsletter and fundraising emails. By Monday, the episode drew the attention of Breitbart, the right-wing news site, where Hines is quoted as saying, "Republicans across the country should be aware that the AP cannot be trusted to be fair and balanced." And that, Plenda says, is when things got personal.
Calling me vile names and calling me fat and calling me ugly and questioning my integrity and saying I'm a leftist.
Explicit emails from people she's never met flooded her inbox. One man told her, quote, "We know where you live." In the past, these kinds of disputes between political parties and the local press might have resulted in a tense phone call or two. But local political observers say this incident reflects a recent shift in tone for the state GOP. Veteran Republican consultant Pat Griffin also said it mirrors the national political climate.
It's pretty clear to me that Republicans and certainly the Trump supporters will make a case that as goes New Hampshire, so goes the rest of the AP around the country. And that's not a good thing for ongoing relations between the media and the sitting president or this party.
Plenda said she regrets her Facebook post that sparked so much of the backlash. She's also sorry the whole thing escalated as much as it has.
I've been a reporter for a really long time, and I've had sources get upset with me, and I've had people disagree with me, and usually I can talk it out with them, and I wouldn't be treated like that. And that was just, I've never had that happen, and I think I guess that's what it's like to be a reporter now, you know, and it's frightening. It's very frightening.
And for all the tweeting aimed at her, Plenda said she wishes there'd been more time for direct conversation, face to face, before things took on a life of their own online. For NHPR News, I'm Casey McDermott.